Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now on Masachet Tmura Daf Yod Amud Aleph, taking a look at the third Mishnah in this, the first parak. Ein b'mirin lo evarin b'ubarin. You cannot use limbs and swap them for ubarim, for an unborn hektesh. V'lo ubarin b'evarim, or vice versa. V'lo ubarin v'evarim b'shlamim. You cannot switch either of those for a normal animal, veloshlamim bahana, nor vice versa. He says, if you have a full animal that is hektesh, and you take the leg of another animal and say, zetachat zeh, it works, veloshlamim bahana, but not vice versa. And he explains why. Rabbi Yossi is famous for the position, and we'll see it dealt with in the next podcast, that in the case of a regular hektesh, if you say this leg is an ola, the whole thing becomes an ola. It experiences what we refer to as pishut, or spreading. So therefore, if you say this leg is in place of that animal, so the whole leg, should the whole animal that you used that has that leg, should now become a tmura. All right, we'll see why the other tanaim disagree. Itmar, we have an interesting machloka. Parpada mar en kedusha chalal ubarin. Kedusha does not affect ubarin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kedusha Chal Ubarin disagrees diametrically. Now, Ve'az Rabbi Yochanan Tameh, Rabbi Yochanan is being consistent, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hikdish Chatat Mu'uberet V'yalda. Let's say you had a Chatat, and she was already pregnant, a Chatat, of course, a female, and you were Makdish the animal as pregnant, and then she gave birth. And let's say she gave birth also to a girl. Ratzah Bamit Kaper, Ratzah Bevladamit Kaper. You could use either the mother or the Vlad. So you said Rabbi Yochanan says the Ubar got Kedusha. Now, Utsricha, you need both rulings, both his general ruling against Barpada and this ruling about the Chatat. The Ashvin Machkamait, if we only had the general ruling, would say, Hatam Huda Akteshelu Ubarav Gufe. That's because you directed your Hektesh at the Ubar. Hachada Akteshelu Ime, but in the case of the Chatat, where you were Makdish the mother, Habichal Ime Lo Kadosh, maybe the Ubar doesn't go along with it. If we only had the rule of the Chatat, Atamud Akdish Tal Bechol De'itpa, because you are Makdish the mother who's around, and anything inside of her. But in our case, where you are Makdish just the Ubar, Kevin Delete Abrai, since it's not out in the world, Lo Kadish, I might think it's not Kadosh, Tzricha. And now Leishna Achrina, we have another version, which is my Kamash Malan, what's Rabbi Yochanan teaching us with the second ruling, Im Shiro Mishuyar V'Ubar Lav Yarechimohu. Which means that if you deliberately only are Makdish one, that it works, because the Ubar is not part of the mother. So there's separate identity, and you can be Makdish one or the other. Tarte Lamali, and again, why do I need both rulings? If I have the case of the Chatat, that's because the mother herself is fit. So since Kedusha works on the mother, it then transports to the Vlad. Idachlo, but not in a case when I'm only Makdish to Vlad. So Kamash Vlad Hada, therefore I need Rabbi Yochanan's first ruling. V'itmar Baha, if I only have the first ruling, Mishum Milkam Vish Kedusha Ala Vlad, because I directed it explicitly at the Vlad. Hahi, in the case of the Chatat, lo, Tzricha, and that's another version of the same thing. Now, Ratzi Rabbi Zerah Kamar Lahashvata. Rabbi Zerah was sitting in Tiberia, and was repeating this Shmua, somewhere in the north. Eit Rabbi Yirmiya Rabbi Zerah. Rabbi Yirmiya challenged him. And there's a few challenges here. First one is, Ketzad Mar Yamin Al Bechor. How can you sneak around the Din of Bechor? And that is as follows. Karet Shaitam Uberet. And these challenges will all be against Barpada. You have an animal that's about to give birth to her first. Omer Mashme Yashel Zu Ola. You could say, whatever is in her womb is an Ola. So Yalda Zachar, if she gives birth to a male, Hare Zu Ola, then it's an Ola. An Ola is a Zachar. If she gives birth to a female, by the way, it's nothing, because an Ola can't be a Nekeva, and a Nekeva is not a Bechor. So either way, it's okay. Alma Kadosh Ubar, so you see that the Ubar is Kadosh against Barpada. Amarle, so Rav Zeira's defense is to explain why Barpada could still hold his position. Kimitanya hi b'kedushat damim. That's when you said, whatever is inside has kedushat damim, but not mizbeach. And then Barpada would agree. But now, mi'alim b'kedushat damim to come afkele min ha-bechora. So Rav Yirmiya turns around and challenges and says, since when could you have Kedusha Domim, which would trump Bechorah and take this out of the Din of Bechor? So Marle in, he said, yes, indeed you do. Lot 9, you have the following Mishnah, called Kodshim Shekanamim Kavua like the Shan Rivdu. But any Kodshim that you had that were first a Balmum and then you were Makdish them wrongly, and then you redeemed them, Chayavim Bebechor Matanot. Then, if there's a girl and she gives birth, they were first, that's Chayav Bebechorah, Uv Matanot, or if itself was Bechor. But, Tamad Lachash Niftu Chayavim, it's only after you redeemed them. Alakodim Shaniftu, before you redeem them, Turin. And remember, when you're Makdish something, it's a Balmum, it only has Kedushat Domim, and it's still exempt from Bechorah until you redeem it. Alma Dalila Kedushat Domim, the Mafkalim Bechora. So Kedushat Domim is strong enough to take it out of Bechor. Alright, Eitimeh, here's his next challenge against Barpada. Hamar Mashmeyah Shel Zuola, if you just have an animal and you say whatever is in its womb, it's already pregnant, is going to be an Ola. Muter Pegiza Vasura Ba'avoda. You're allowed to shear the mother animal, but you're not allowed to work the animal, Mishum Kichush Ubar Shaba, because that's sort of working the Ubar, because the animal's strength is also ebbs vis-a-vis the Ubar. So the Isur Gizav Avoda. So Amar Le Anam Kedushat Domim. So Rab Zera's answer is, yeah, that's also Kedushat Domim, and Barpada would agree. Since when is Kedushat Domim so strong that you can't work an animal that has Kedushat Domim? Amar Le In, again it is. Vatnan Yotzin L'chulin V'gazeiz V'le Aved. If you have again, in the piece that we had before, something that you're makdish is a balmum, and wrongly, I mean, it was already a balmum, you're makdish it, and then you redeem it, then it could be worked. Tam adem mishum deniftu, it's only after you redeemed it. Hakorim shaniftu asurin bavoda. Before you redeem it, you can't do avoda. Hakorim shaniftu asurin bavoda. So even if you have kudushat domim, meaning an animal that you're makdish and it's a balmum, you still can't work it until it is redeemed. And by the way, if you were first makdish, then it got a mum, you could never work it. But if it had a mum first, then it was immediately kudushat domim, you can't work it until you redeem it. Eitive, third challenge. Our Mishnah, in marin lo yivarin bayvarin v'lo yivarin v'yivarin, so you can't be mamir with an aver, or with an ubar. Ha mikdash kadshi, obviously that means ubarin or kadosh, and that's the chiddush, that you can't pull that kedusha out. You can't transfer it. Our Mishnah is talking about an animal that you were makdish, and then it got pregnant, and that's the ubar we're talking about. Tekadishi v'kaimi. They're already kadosh. You weren't makdish them. So if Vlad Kodshim, maybe a manhu de lo avdin. So you're telling me it's Vlad Kodshim, you can't make an ubar, you can't make a tmura when it's inside, ha, broy avdin? You could make a tmura after they're born? Vatanya, ain't a Vlad osa tmura. We have a braita that says, a Vlad can't make a tmura. I mean, Vlad Kodshim, if you're makdish an animal, and then it gives birth, that one that gave birth can't generate a tmura. The answer is, hamani Rabbi Yehuda, that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Vlad osa tmura. He disagrees and says a Vlad could make a tmura. We'll see Rabbi Yehuda a few times here. Here, Rabbi Yehuda, tmura huda lo avdi hamikdash kadshi. But if it's Rabbi Yehuda, you're saying, oh, they can't make a tmura, but they could be kadosh. Rabbi Yehuda, evarim lo kadshi. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that evarim are not kadosh, and this is going to bring us back to the discussion with Rabbi Yossi. And we'll see all of that a little bit later. So, hachamai askinim be'evar shan shamat liyabo. What kind of evar are we talking about in our Mishnah? That's an aver that is vital, like a heart. Right? And that Rabbi Yehuda would agree. If you're makdish a heart, the whole animal is kadosh. So etive, watch this. Makdishina evarim v'ubarina v'loma mirin. So somebody's opinion is that you go to makdish limbs and makdish ubarin, but you can't be mamir. Alright? And so who is it who says you go to makdish evarim? Not Rabbi Yehuda. So chanam v'vladei kodshim. Oh, so the ubarim here are not that you're makdish the ubar, but it's an ubar that's inside a hektish. So why are you saying makdishin? Makdishin isn't true because they're already kadosh. So the answer is hachikamar. Mekadshin evarim umemirin bahen. You makdishin ever, and you could then be mamir with it. Avalom memirin evarim bahen, but you can't be mamir and ever for it. And an ubar that you're makdish while it was in utero, you can't be mamir with vlade kodshim. So again, they could make tmura when they come out. And ain avlad osin tmura. So amar Rabbi Yehuda again. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda evar mikadshi. Rabbi Yehuda late leha omer aglashel zu ola kula ola. Now we're going to see it more explicitly. Rabbi Yehuda is not of the opinion that when you're makdish an aver, the whole animal becomes kadosh. So amar lei Rav Zera defends it and says achmai skim medavar haose ota trefa, that the limb that we're talking about, that your makdish is something that if it were taken away, it would make it a trefa. And we'll see more about that a little bit later on. So Lema Ketanoi, so maybe this whole issue of Bar Pata versus Rabbi Yochanan is really Machloket Tanaim. Hashochet Achatat Matzah Ba'arbachai. Ben Arbachai. Let's say you're Shochet Achatat and you found a viable 4-month-old, because remember, gestation is 5 months for a goat, and Achatat is a goat, a female goat. According to one Breita, if you shech the chatat and find this viable one inside, then it's eaten like a chatat. Only male kohanim, only inside the klaim, only in the azara, and only one day. We have another bright that says anybody could eat it. It could be eaten anywhere, and it can't be eaten in the azara, which means it's not a chatat. So my love, tanoi, he isn't this the machloket tanoim demar sarar, kedusha chalal ubarin demar sarar, and kedusha chalal ubarin. They're disagreeing whether kedusha applies to ubarin. And therefore, if it doesn't apply to ubarin, then this thing is chulin. So, and remember, you don't need shechita because of ben pakua. So lo, hani tanoi ba'akim palgi. They're disagreeing about something else. Demar sarar, a lot of kochim alayatan and kodoshim. We've already seen this machloket. That the second opinion, sorry, the second opinion holds that a Vlad Kodshim is only becomes Kodesh when it's born. This one never got born. The first opinion is that represents the position that Vlad Kodshim are Kodesh inside in utero, and therefore was already Kodesh. The other possibility is that it's all one opinion. The first Breita that says you have to treat it like a hektesh, mamakish beimu chakach nidabra, you makish an animal, then it becomes pregnant, and then it's vladar kodshim. V'chadamin hon, and the other one is somebody who is one of the opinions, shiktisha muberet. If you makish it muberet, then you makish it besides the ubar, and the ubar is chulin. So it doesn't even have to be a disagreement. Okay, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kilayim utrefi yotzidofen tumtum androgynos. Those 5 sulehim mukdashin that are about their body, not about what happened to them. Because remember, there are other psulim mukdashin that are because of what happened to them, a rovea and a nirbab, and a muktza and a nevad, and an etnan and a mechir. Those 6 are all because of something that was done with them, but not because of the animals physically in any wrong way. Here, it's a hybrid, or a trefa, or a born C-section, or tumtan droganos. Lo kadoshin v'lo maktishin. What is that? Nivar shvua lo kadoshin mitmura, meaning they can't become a tmura. V'lo maktishin lasot tmura, and they can't generate a tmura. Now, Vatanya, our mayor commenting on that, not on Shmuel, of course, said, me'acharshin an kadoshin eich maktishin. If something can't be kadosh, how could it be maktish? They say it's not. Yet, I will say, alo maktish beim achakach nitrifa. It has to be a case where you maktish an animal. Then it became a trefa, and then you're saying that trefa can't generate a tmura. What about the yotzei dofen? V'maktish vlad v'yatzei derech dofen. You were maktish the vlad, and then it was brought out C-section. It can't generate further. So alma kadosh vlad. So you see again against barpada that the vlad is kadosh. So amri b'tami me'tmima afilu barpada nam modi the kadosh. So now we kind of realign the positions and say barpada didn't have such a strong opposition. He said, if you have an animal that's tam, inside an animal that's tam, it's kadosh. The disagreement was about an animal that's tam, where the host mother is a balat mum. Since you can't be makdish the mother as kadosh taguf, therefore the vlad cannot be included, cannot be kadosh by itself. Rabbi Yochanan says, like the Leish Nachrina had, Ubar lav yorechimo, it's a separate animal. Ime hidolo bakdisha, the mother's abalat mum can't be kadosh. Aval hu kadosh, the tam that's inside could be kadosh, because you won't know till it comes out. Leish nachrina, there's another version of this. Kilaim tumto androgynos. Iyatam otse elo bevlad kodshim. Obviously, a tumtum androgynos could only be when it's vlad kodshim, because you were makdish the mother, and then this thing came out that was a wrong thing. It has to follow Rabbi Yehuda, who said Vlados Atzmura, but these don't. So you see other Ubarin are Kadosh. So again, everybody agrees, even Bar Pada, that if it's a Tam in the womb of a Tmima, it's Kadosh. The Bar Pada Sarah came in the Ime Nami Lo Kadosh Gufa, Ino Milo Kadosh Eladami. So same thing. Exactly like we saw in the first Lashon. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up in the next podcast where we will analyze Rabbi Yossi's opinion and the very famous Machloket about Pishut. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.